Quinton Morris wants to give back. He's a violin virtuoso who teaches at Seattle University. He's one of only two tenured African-American professors of violin in the U.S. Morris grew up in Renton and remembers the support he got from the community. He says that support is important for people of color who want to enter the world of classical music. Morris told KUOW's race and inequity reporter Jamala Henderson that teachers at North Carolina College tried to discourage him from pursuing his passion.
You're really connected to your Black roots. You should consider, you know, teaching high school, but you'll never become a professional violinist. And by this point, I want to maybe play Carnegie Hall one day, maybe have a career as a professional violinist. Totally discouraged from teachers who said, no, you can't, you won't. And one just flat out telling me Black violinists are, there's very few, and I don't see a career for you in that.
As this person who is powerful, who has now this power to inspire other younger generations, what are the challenges now for kids of color, African Americans, who want to play classical music?
I think there are several, and I'm going to speak specifically about this area. South King County, Renton, Auburn, Federal Way, Tukwila, Kent, Maple Valley, there are not enough resources.
What kind of resources are you talking about? What's missing from all these places?
From an artistic standpoint, one is music lessons. There's no one that's reaching out to South King County and saying, hey, we care about you and you are valuable and you have every right to take lessons.
You're going to be opening two violin studios and in Renton and Maple Valley, and you're targeting low income and, you know, high school kids of color?
I'm targeting everyone. I'm really interested in students of color, but you have to be at least in middle school because that's the age when kids want to quit. You're in the seventh grade. You're in the eighth grade. You're a male walking through the hallway with your violin. Hello, I did it. And you get teased because it's not cool. That's the target group I want. Girls, you know, girls don't get teased for playing the violin. Boys do. You know, would I like for them all to become virtuosos? Sure. But the purpose of taking violin lessons from my studio is not only to progress and become a better player, but it's also to develop critical thinking skills. It builds leadership. It builds so many life skills. I want to create and help develop strong leaders.
What does music give you that you couldn't otherwise get? And what do you hope that music will give these children?
I feel like at this stage in my career and in my life, what good is it if I can't give back? I have traveled literally around the world. I have all this expertise. I've done 3 Carnegie Hall sold-out recitals. I'm a tenured music professor at Seattle U. What good is it if I have all of this, these resources and this wealth, if students who look up to me or aspire to be like me or aspire to be something great don't have access to it?
That's Quinton Morris. He's opening violin music studios in Renton and Maple Valley that will focus on low-income students of color. He spoke with KUOW's race and inequity reporter Jamala Henderson. KUOW will explore how racial inequity shapes the Seattle region in the coming months.